Let's go to the letters.
Okay. Letter number 37 to Sister Mattia. My good daughter, Sister Mattia, I answer to your long letter. Its content shows that peace does not smile in your soul and that you are very worried about yourself. Poor daughter who gets wet with a drop of water and tangled up and lost in little trifles. It seems that you have forgotten my poor suggestions. That is, how every thought of yourself is a little escape from the arms of Jesus. It's no wonder that you feel incapable of good when you run away from his arms. Well, even in the midst of a thousand enemies and incessant occupations, oh, how happy you would feel being in the arms of Jesus. It is not our occupations that take us away from him, but our will, the thought of ourselves, that make us put Jesus aside, even in good. Therefore, let Jesus take care of it, and he will turn miseries and fears into as many sips of love for himself and for you. For one who is with him, the most indifferent things, works, sacrifices, are prayers, adorations, and love. He feels the tabernacle in his own heart and Jesus living within himself. Therefore, he finds almost no difference between the Jesus of the altar and Jesus of his heart. Therefore, courage, trust, and peace. Put yourself aside and give place to Jesus. We are small. If we think of ourselves, Jesus will find no space in which to put himself and make us feel his thought, his love, his palpitating life within us. But if we don't think about ourselves, then we will feel that the actions of life make us find Jesus and lead us to him. So assure me that you will be at peace, that I may say to the celestial little mama, this is our daughter. At any cost, we must help her to become a saint. Aren't you happy? The second edition of The Queen of Heaven just came out. I am sending you two copies, one for Reverend Mother Vicaria and the other for you. It's free. If you want more, let me know how many you want and I'll send them to you. I commend myself to your prayers. My sister tells you many things. I do not neglect to recommend that you promote the new edition. I want to see what you are able to do for the Celestial Mama and for the triumph of the divine will. I leave you in the divine volition and be careful not to escape anymore. Sending you the kiss of the fiat, I say most affectionately yours, the little daughter of the divine will. Amen, fiat.
Thank you. You see how Luisa Picaretta here, she points out that these sisters, the reasons she is worried or is because she thinks still she's thinking about herself. She still is going out. And because of this, she doesn't have peace. The way she says it is like this. Peace does not smile on your soul, and that you are very worried about yourself. Remember in the gospel where Martha goes to Jesus, and the Lord says, "You worry too much. Mary has chosen the better part. She's preoccupied with doing instead of being." In the presence of our Lord Jesus. And then here, Lisa Picaretta later on, she says, "It is not our occupation that take us away from him, but our will." Our Lord Jesus is able to operate in us in the most simple things, in the tiny little things. Washing dishes, making your bed, sweeping, cleaning bathrooms, doing yard work, feeding chickens, all kinds of things, writing books, preaching, working, because this is about being. Again, being in union, in communion with God. How? Through our will and through our acts. So we are in communion with God through our will, and our will produces acts. The fruits of the will are acts. Of course, we have to fulfill our duty according to our vocation. So through those acts, you are in union with our Lord. So when Luisa Picaretta says that it is not our occupations that take us away from God, from Him, but our will, the thought of ourselves. And here we have to go back to our Father. Hallowed be thy name. May your name be glorified in everything I do. Whether I wash dishes, I work outside, whatever you do, everything that is not sinful, may your will be done in me. This is the idea of going back that eternal. Inside God through that union of the will and start living the life of the saints here that they live inside God. But our will, the thought of ourselves that make us put Jesus outside. Even in good, this is another thing, even in good. Therefore, let Jesus take care of it, and he will turn miseries and fears into as many sips of love for me, for himself and for you. Meaning that he will be able to receive from you, from all of us, that correspondence, that love. And then he will be able to give us back again according to our capacity, as we read in the other passage. Always being filled more and more according to our capacity. This peace that Luisa Picaretta is talking about also, remember that peace is one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. There are 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit, and this is one. In the Book of Heaven, our Lord Jesus says that one of the signs that he will give to the souls that they are in the possession of his will is that they will have this peace. He gives like three of them, that they will have the joy of the saints. That even exactly what Jesus, excuse me, what Luisa Picaretta mentions here, that even in the midst of miseries, he will be able to fill us. Or as we read in the Hours of the Passion, oh, how sweet is to be with Jesus even in the midst of suffering. He also tells Luisa Picaretta that if you commit yourself to this and you really want this gift to operate in you, that he will help you understand what you read. The word he uses is to penetrate this divine science. So you may understand it and love it, and then this begins to operate in you, and then receiving the confirmation so that we don't go out anymore. So we don't depart from that union. When Luisa Picaretta mentions about this this passage that is not about it's not about the occupations, but it is our will. The saying that comes in mind is Brother Lawrence, that he really wanted to glorify in everything he was doing. And all the saints, basically this is what they wanted to do, the little flower, this is what she wanted, to glorify our Lord Jesus in everything she was doing. The other beautiful saint of Saint Teresa of the Andes, another Carmelite, she also wanted that. That's another saint. So this is the way then Jesus is able to operate in us. And what Luisa says here is very powerful. She says that if you allow him to operate in you, there will be no difference between the tabernacle and you. That can be hard to hear for some people. Difficult to understand. But you really reflect that our Lord Jesus is able to bilocate in every single host. And thousands of hosts are consecrated every day around the world. And he's able to descend body, blood, soul, and divinity, the real presence in every single one of them. But here, he wants your will to be able to bilocate in the fruits of your will, which are the acts. Remember, the will produces acts. So he needs a will to be able to operate. In the same way that he needs the host, the wine, and the priest, the words of consecration, to be able to bilocate and to descend. In order for him to descend in us, he needs our will, our consent. And Luisa Picaretta, she adds that we need to forget about ourselves, because then there is no room for him to descend, because our will is operating, is occupied. So basically the right disposition is to go back to the words of our Father. Hallowed be thy name. May your name be glorified in everything I do. Even if I forget, even if I get busy during the day and I forget, may you still be operating in me. And when I cut myself that I am thinking about too much about myself and about me as Sister Matia than to stop and to recollect come divine will until we get into the habit. Until it becomes a second nature, so that it may, this is our nature, it should be our first nature. It should be a part of us. So it is a process, and we have to be patient with ourselves too. So I just want to encourage you also to keep doing your acts in the divine will, as Luisa Picaretta mentions here also, to promote the Blessed Virgin Mary, especially for those who are new in the knowledge and understanding of the divine will. The recommendation that I give to them is to read the lessons of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Only the lessons. As a way of teaching, let the Blessed Virgin Mary teach you first and give you like a course, an overview of what this gift is and what it will happen to you, so that the next time, the second time you read it, then you know what it's about and also be able to give your will to the Blessed Virgin Mary to desire this gift. Another thing that I wanted to mention here, I was thinking that this gift also requires perseverance. And I want to put an example with the Hours of the Passion. In the promises of the Hours of the Passion, our Lord Jesus says to Luisa, and Luisa writes in the introduction, actually, of the Hours of the Passion, that if you are weak, you will feel the strength of God in you. If you are those who, the way she says it is that those who don't believe, could not believe, they will believe. They will come to believe. If you are in sin, he will give you the strength. He will pull you out of that sin. If you are sick, he will heal you in this way. But I have encountered people that they, let's say, they pray the Hours of the Passion, they do a novena, and that's it. They don't look at the book anymore. And that doesn't work like that. Our Lord Jesus mentions in Luisa Picaretta in the writings, he says that he doesn't like inflating balloons, inflated balloons. He says, those souls who one day they feel that they can do the greatest sacrifice for me, and next day they don't want to do anything, he calls them inflated balloons. He wants constancy. And in remember that grace works through nature, and we live in a fallen nature. Remember all the harmony that Adam possessed now is being disrupted. Adam didn't have the Ten Commandments. He only have the two commandments to go and possess a name and to multiply. Now we have to have the law. It's a way, a preparation to dispose our souls for all of this. So in the same way with these writings, In the same way, for us advancing in this way of living, it requires constancy. And our Lord Jesus mentions that in the first volumes. Constancy. So to read the hours of the Passion a little bit, even if it's a little bit every single day. To do your acts every single day. Even if you cut yourself during the day and you forget, but as soon as you remember, go back and renew that act. So in that way, you will begin that process, and until the Lord confirms you, and little by little, He will confirm you in the divine will and give you the strength to remain more and more in the divine will, until you're able to just be and never go out. Hopefully we can acquire that here. But if we apply ourselves, He can give us that gift. And this is with the help of the Blessed Virgin Mary, with the help of the Holy Spirit working in us, He can accomplish His work in that, in us. He can complete the work of creation in each one of us. He can raise us back to the point of origin so that we may never escape the divine will. So with this, I leave you all in the divine will. May the Lord bless you, and may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon each one of us and remain with us forever. Amen.